This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kit Branch. This segment of the Pirates Head Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
Hey, how you doing, Teddy? It's good talking to you.
Good to see you, Coach. I know Kit normally does this, but he is out of the country, and hopefully he's going to be able to get back in the country shortly.
Yeah, at least he's doing good things while he's out of the country. He's not out of the country just visiting. He's actually out of the country doing his job and trying to supply needs to people who need it.
Right. Coach, last Friday night, Brunswick High traveled down to Chris Gilman Stadium in Kingsland to take on the Camden Wildcats. Pirates came out on the short end of the score, 48-20. I'd like to get your thoughts on that game, please.
Well, you know, you never want to come out on the short end of anything. But, you know, one thing I will say about our kids is, you know, we played hard till the end. You know, we were outmatched in certain areas. We had some opportunities that we missed, you know, throughout the game. And but our kids, you know, even though you had a little bit of frustration here on the sideline and stuff, they kept fighting and they kept working. And you saw the progression. You saw us competing even when the score was out of reach.
Coach, for the most part, I think Anthony Mountain has played pretty well this season at quarterback. But he seemed to be a little off on his timing last Friday night, as you said, you know, maybe overthrowing some receivers that were open. I'm just curious, is he 100% yet physically, or is he still maybe suffering a little bit from the...
Well, no, what people didn't know, and we kept quiet from the media during the during that week, was he hurt his shoulder in the in the Camden County game, and he didn't throw at all last week until Thursday. He threw a little bit, but we knew it was a bruise, and we knew he would overcome it. But Anthony is the type of quarterback that needs that timing with his receivers. Yeah. And the timing was off. Now, it wasn't just that. You know, he was under some duress.
Yes.
Camden has some really good blitz packages that we, you know, did pick them all up. So, and then their defense line is really good. And sometimes they just whipped us up front and, you know, we missed a block. And when we miss those blocks, you know, Anthony's under duress and he's got to make those decisions and those passes under duress. And sometimes you don't, you know, make the right decision, or you do overthrow something, or something else happens.
And that one play, he had a receiver wide open that would have been a touchdown. And,
yeah, there's two of them. Yeah, the one the ball was dropped, and then we had two other wide open deals that we missed. We missed the throws on. We overthrew both of them, and you know, he would love to have those back, because typically we're not going to miss those throws. And believe it or not, that's three scores, and all three of those scores were on three different drives.
Right.
So just imagine. If we got those scores, you know, one, momentum could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And heck, even if it didn't change and the score came up, the score with us having another 20 points on the board is a lot better.
Absolutely.
I even
commented to Kip after the game was over, that could have been a one-score game. Could have been
correct.
A one-score game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I want to ask you about Jacoby Hill and Kamori Simmons, Ree Simmons. They're both sophomores, and I think, you know, big things are coming from them. But I was really impressed with the way they both played this whole season so far, particularly with Jacoby. Kip and I even named him as our player of the game. I'd like to get your comments on Jacoby and Ree.
Well, both of them, I'll talk about them, you know, as a tandem, and I'll also talk about them individually. as a tandem, they are a phenomenal 1-2 punch with the way they work together, the way that they feed off of each other, the way they believe in each other. I mean, they have full faith in the unselfishness. They don't care who gets the football. They if Jacoby has the ball, Ree is going to block his hardest for him, and vice versa. And if one's successful, then they both honestly feel that they are both successful. And if we will have that with our entire team, that gets that attitude, you know, that's great. And their attitude is always positive, and that positive attitude and what they do and how they feed, it is contagious. And hopefully the team will follow what that unit has provided. As a tandem, those two guys in particular are they feed off each other, and they're a great 1-2 punch. Talking about old Colby, Jacoby, or Chuckabee. His real name's Jacoby. He's Jacoby Hill, but we do mess with him. We'll call him Chuckabee. We'll call him Colby, among other things. But he's just a lighthearted kid, and he's fun for us to play with in that aspect. But he is a diverse kid. He is very, very versatile in what you can do with him. When the running game's going well, he's a very good runner. He has great vision. When that is starting to stymie, like if you notice he didn't have the rushing yards that he normally gets. But if you look at the passing game, look where he became really effective. He became really effective getting out in the screens and in the flats. And he did a good job in his blitz protection when he was in there blocking. So he's very versatile, and he can help you win in many ways. It's not just running the football. Ree Simmons is dynamic. He's got really good speed, and his effort level is unmatched. The kid seems like he never gets tired. He goes 100% every single play, and he's a very physical kid. He likes and enjoys the physical contact of the game, and as the game wears on, the more physical you are with him, the better he gets. That's something that's special about him.
Coach, while we're talking about the offense, tell us how you think the O-line graded out against Camden.
You know, overall, I will say this. Camden had a really good defensive line, and Xavier Ramsey, our center, had his hands full all night, and I think he did a really good job. So as an individual, I think Xavier Ramsey graded out pretty good. After that, I think we have a lot of room for improvement there. We're a better offensive line than what we performed against Camden on Friday night. We missed a lot of blocks, and we missed things that are uncharacteristic. So, you know, overall, I think offensive line wasn't where we know it's capable of being.
More to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on Bishop Media Sports Network. And right now, these words from our sponsor.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit, all deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, a couple of more questions on the Camden game. Wanted to get your comments on the defense and on special teams. Start with the defense.
Well, defensively, again, we had some uncharacteristic stuff, especially in our secondary. We had, it just started off, we had a breakdown in coverage on their first touchdown and on their second. You know, the first one, we just lost the ball and we couldn't find the ball.
I thought he lost it in the light.
He looked up, he didn't see it, and the ball fell right in the receiver's hands. Yeah. And so that could have very easily been a pick.
Right.
The second one, the tight end ran wide open down the seam because we had a busted coverage. And that gave them two quick scores. And then after that, we kind of settled down and played pretty well. They, you know, Camden County's, both the running backs are pretty solid, especially the Felix boy. He's an unreal dynamic. And we had a hard time, getting him to the ground. And both those boys, we held them both under 100 yards, but they both combined for a good amount of yards. And then, the quarterback was able to scramble around and make some plays with his feet, not just his arm. So, we had a hard time, with them. But special teams-wise also put our defense in a disadvantage a couple times. I remember we had a bad snap, and the punter had to get it, and he did a great job of getting the ball off.
Getting it away,
But, he did that, and unfortunately, it went right to the guy that was spying for the fake, and he caught it, and he was able to get some yards, but Reece Simmons came in and made a great tackle. I think our kickoff coverage team got a lot better. I think they did a pretty good job this week compared to the weeks past. Our kick return, we missed a lot of blocks, and a lot of that has to do with how fast Camden got down there and covered, and their kicker being able to put a lot of air on it and getting the ball down to inside the 5-yard line, where we had to return it from within inside the five. And you want to be able to get to at least the 35-yard line. That's a goal that we have, and we weren't able to do that. So our kickoff return team did not do a very good job. Punt return, your biggest thing is you want to do is catch the ball, and we let the ball hit the ground and roll. And so that again was a concern. So special teams, I don't think we graded out very well.
Coach, four games into the season, Brunswick High, of course, is 1-3, but the three losses have come against some really good programs. Coffee, Bartram Trail, and Camden are all top 10 teams. I personally believe that playing against good non-region teams will help the Pirates when they get into the region schedule. Is that a fair assessment?
That is the assessment that we went on when making the schedule. When we had the schedule, we knew that we were going to be up against some very, very stiff competition early. But you want your program to be able to schedule games like that and be able to compete with teams like that and win them. And, we competed pretty decent, but, in all those games, we lost by a solid margin. We played hard and we gave them a fit, but we're not at their caliber. And to be a championship caliber team, you have to start playing at that caliber. So our kids understand what it's like to be there. Now our kids got to get there. We got to get our team to that level. So playing tougher competition gets you ready for region play in that aspect. But the problem that we're facing that we got to make sure that we overcome is that mental breakdown. Like kids, you don't want to lose. And if you're playing a bunch of easy teams, then, you're going to win those games. And, and your kids will build confidence and whatnot. And sometimes that confidence will bring you through a tougher game. But, we didn't have that luxury. If you remember, in 2017, we had a really good football team and we were very physical. And even though we lost a lot of kids off that team and we were going through a rebuilding process, we couldn't get easier teams to schedule us either. We only had the hard teams that we were able to schedule. Yeah. So if you come off of a really good year and when you have to do the scheduling for the next 2 years, you better hope your team is ready to play because you don't want to be going through a rebuilding year during that time period, because it's going to be hard to get some weaker teams to play you.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, next up for the Pirates is the New Hempstead Phoenix. This is another quality team. They knocked off Richmond Hill last week. This is another away game. Give us a little insight on New Hempstead. This is a program that Brunswick High just started playing last year.
We did, and that game last year was a thriller. We had to come back from, I believe it was a 28-point deficit at one time, and we ended up winning that ball game. in the last, right there in the last minute of the game, we took the lead. And so now we got to go up there, and they have some dynamic players. They got a player that's committed to, receiver that's committed to Central Florida. They got another one that's committed to FIU. They got good players all over the place. They're very athletic. They are capable of scoring points from anywhere. And then, you know, their secondary is pretty strong. Now, they have a lot of players that go both ways, where it's their best player. So you got to know where they are on the field. And but they get after it. They're very much improved team. They were a solid. They went to the second round of the playoffs last year, did a really good job. And this year they look like they're on pace to be another good, solid playoff team.
And I know you've already, of course, been watching film on them. Anything you can share with us about their offense or defense, maybe what to expect? I know you don't want to tell us your secrets.
No, I mean, it's not a secret. They're going to try to get the ball in number seven's hands. He's a dynamic player they have, and number one, number three, number four, all those guys are pretty special athletes. All of them can hurt you from anywhere on the field. And, they got a 6'8" tight end. That's wow. Pretty solid, too. And, they're going to get after it. They're going to – defensively, they're going to come after you. You're going to blitz a lot until you can show that you can beat it. And they're going to play a lot of man coverage and try to go mano-a-mano versus you.
Coach, any other thoughts on New Hampstead? I understand I don't think they have a stadium at their school, so we'll be playing
– Pooler.
In Pooler.
Yeah, we're playing in Pooler. That's their home stadium.
Oh, is that their home stadium? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Getting into any big secrets or anything, any special preparation you need to make for them? I mean, I know you're going to adjust to their offense, but maybe
right,
some plays designed against their defense.
Our plays are designed when you look at our plays. We do our playbook in the aspect where it doesn't matter if you're in a four-man front or an odd-man front. We got certain type of plays we like to run versus either front. Same thing in the passing game, whether you're a zone team, a man team. We just got to work on perfecting those type plays, whether there's one safety high, whether there's two safeties high. Our quarterback understands the read progressions of what we should do and how we should read it. The receivers understand the route concepts. And it's about just practicing those fundamentals and getting those fundamentals right about, you know, how we do certain things. And, you know, if we feel that they're over-aggressive, then we'll do some misdirections, stuff like that, to help slow that down. If they're a team that kind of plays back, we'll try to attack them more with the power game. So it just depends on what you see from a team. It just depends on how you prepare for it. Our defense is going to do what they do. They're not going to change up too much. We do have to make some concessions for a dynamic player like the Sam's kid that's going to that's going to Central Florida. You try to man him up, and you don't put the right person on him. You're in trouble because he's going to burn you.
Yeah. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, New Hampstead will be the second of four straight road games, a reverse of last year's schedule. Is it really a big factor of playing four straight games at home or four straight games on the road, or does it depend a lot on the opponent?
Well, they're definitely a factor in the travel aspect when you're traveling, you know, all over the place. But, you know, it's not bad that you're playing like this, because if you do get in the playoffs and you're on the road in the playoffs, from where we are and the teams that we got to play, we'll have to go to Atlanta over and over and over again, it seems like. So, especially if you make it out of the first round and you're not the number one seed, you're gonna be on the road more than likely. So it can prepare you for that. It can get you ready. A lot of it does have to do with where you're going and who your opponents are. You know, some teams are just better teams when they play at home than they are on the road, and vice versa. Some of them you deal with that hometown. When you go to Savannah, you never know what you're going to get. I know that the situation we had when we went to the scrimmage game in Beach was every time we had a big long run, there was a flag coming out, and so I hope that don't happen. You know, this Friday night, I'm hoping that everything we get is fair and legit. And as long as it's fair and legit, I think our kids can handle playing on the road just fine.
Coach, after New Hampstead, take a long road trip to Albany to play Monroe on October the 4th, and then Brunswick High ends the regular season with four straight region games. Would you rather have the region schedule set up to have them back to back to back to back, or would you rather spread them out among the non-region games?
Not typically. Most teams have their region games at the end of the schedule. They use the non-region games as preparation to get ready for their region games.
Coach, without, of course, the region schedule hasn't started yet, but how do you see the region shaping up based on what you've seen with non-region games? That's kind of a tough question. I'm not sure I worded it correctly. Is there a team to beat?
Not regionally, the team to beat to us is the next game you play. Whatever. For us, that's just where we are right now. Right now, we're looking at our schedule not as a 10-game schedule. We're looking as a 1-game schedule. We're looking at this game right here in front of us, and that's where our concentration's on. And we're going to do everything we can to try to win this game versus New Hampstead. And it's not like we're going to try to hold something back for region play. We're going out there, and we're trying to get W's every time we play. So, how it is how it is. I just hope that we're sharp and we get all the kinks, out before we get into the games that count for you to make the playoffs.
Coach, as you said, you look at the next game as far as anything shaping up. But if Brunswick High gets into the playoffs, there would be a bye week before the playoffs begin. Was that something you scheduled?
No.
And
absolutely not.
Are there advantages and or what are the advantages and disadvantages of a bye week before the playoffs, if any?
You plan a long schedule, and at the end of it to maybe have a week to heal up would be an advantage if there's any. I'm not a big fan of having a bye week the last week of the season. Especially going into the playoffs, because a lot of times at that point, you still don't know who you're going to play in the first round. You got your guys in game mode and play mode, and sometimes after a bye week, you don't always get the best out of your kids, especially that first quarter. And in the playoffs, you have to get the best out of your kids, and they got to perform to top notch. So I'm not a fan of having that. I'd rather have a meaningful game that before we get into the playoffs, so we understand what it is like to play in the meaningful game, and how it has to carry on to the next week. Because you get in the playoffs, you lose, you're done, you're out. So each game you have to be able to prepare. It's not like you're going to play a tough game week one and then you're going to get week two off.
Right, yeah.
So I'm not a fan of having that 10 a week. We had that because of just the way the schedule fell. One of the teams in our region were going to have a non-region game or no game on the last week of the season, and we happened to draw the short straw.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, once again, we are heading in into the middle of the four games on the road, and we've talked about the road games and then finishing up. Even though I think we're the visitors against Glen Academy, essentially it's at Glen County Stadium. So, and then finish up here at home. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
No, we're just going to keep pushing forward. I appreciate everyone, their support still with this team, and our team is getting better every week. And eventually these tough games that we're playing will turn into W's.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch. And we thank you for joining us. And, Coach, I appreciate your time very, very much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And as always, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.